Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the BHEL Q4 FY24 earnings conference call, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darwin. Good evening. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to Q4 FY24 and FY24 earnings conference call of BHEL. We are very pleased to have with us today Mr. K. Sadashiv Murthy, Chairman and Managing Director, and BHEL's management team to discuss the results. We'll start with brief opening remarks from CMD, sir, following which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. I'm K. Sadashiv Murthy, CMD, BHEL, with additional charge of Director Finance. I have with me Shri Jaiprakash Srivastava, Director ER&D, Shri Krishna Kumar Thakur, Director HR, Shri Tejinder Gupta, Director Power, Mrs. Bani Varma, Director Industrial Systems and Products. Also, I'm along with me, my senior colleagues from business sectors, finance, and corporate strategic management are also present here. A very warm welcome to all of you. The Indian economy is growing steadily, leading to a robust growth of power and infrastructure sector. BHEL is also aligning itself to be a part of the nation's growth journey. Let me start by giving you the highlights of our order book for FY23-24. We have received orders of 9.6 GW last year from our power sector division, totaling to around 52,000 crore rupees. All these thermal sets are of 800 MW rating. Our industry sector segment also witnessed the highest-ever order book inflow of 22,000 crore rupees. With the above, we recorded BHEL's highest-ever order book of around 78,000 crore rupees in FY23-24. Some of the major orders which we have received last year are EPC orders for Talabira, Yamunanagar, Singrauli, and Lara supercritical power plants. BTG package for Mahan and Raigarh supercritical power plant from Adani Group. Electromechanical package of the 2.8 GW Dibang hydropower project, the largest in the country. Spares and services business of around 3,500 crore rupees. 80 Vande Bharat trains for railways. 20 super rapid gun mounts for naval ships. 10 extra high-voltage substation packages, power transformers, and the other equipment in the transmission business. Gas turbine rotors and parts from UAE in the international business. Also, remote monitoring and diagnostic services from BPCL Mumbai in Industry 4.0 solutions segment. Now, coming to our accomplishments in the project execution field in FY23-24. We have completed execution of over 7 GW projects globally last year. Out of this, 5 GW of power generation capacity was added to the grids, and around 2 GW was commissioned and synchronized. Some of the key achievements include inauguration of Unit 2, 660 MW of Maitree Super Thermal Power Project in Bangladesh, jointly by the Honorable Prime Ministers of India and Bangladesh. Dedication of North Karanpura and Telangana thermal power plants to the nation by the Honorable Prime Minister of India. Capacity addition for Unit 3 of Kakrapara Atomic Power Project. Trial operation of Unit 1 of Palamuru Rangareddy Hydro Project. In transportation, supply of 22 electric locomotives of 600 HP to the Indian Railways. In solar business, commissioning of 100 MW Ragnesa Phase 2 and 8 MW Tamarind Falls Mauritius solar projects. In the new growth areas, successful implementation of flexible operations for Adani's Raigad project, WPDCL Sagardighi and Tata Trombay plants. Talking about our diversification efforts and strategic partnerships, we are continuously updating ourselves and forging alliances and partnerships for addressing new business opportunities. Some of them are joint venture agreement with Coal India Limited for setting up a coal to ammonium nitrate plant of 2000 TPD. Strategic partnership agreement with Messrs. Hema Middle East Dubai for addressing railway signaling business. Now let me give you the highlights of our financial performance. BHEL's revenue from operations for FY24 is 23,893 crores, an increase of 2% over the last year. Profit after tax for FY24 is rupees 260 crores. Thank you all once again for joining the conference. The house is now open for the interaction, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jonas Butta from Birla Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Couple of questions. Firstly, sir, can you list out the list of projects, power projects that are expected to be awarded or tendered out over the next 1 to 2 years? If you can list each project and what's the size. That's my first question, and then I have two more.
You want to know the list of projects which are which will be awarded?
Yeah, which are in the pipeline, can be awarded in the current financial year or probably the year after. So FY25-26 is it only
public? It will start with one Darlipalli Stage 2 and Sipat Super Thermal Power Plant Stage 2, Stage 3, that is from NTPC. Second one is Koradi 11 and 12. One more is Singareni. Then Neyveli Thermal Power Station, second expansion. Ukai 7, Koderma Phase 2, Korba West, Amarkantak 6 and Satpura 12. Last two were from MPPGCL Madhya Pradesh. So these are the power plant projects which are in line and tenders are either they are out or they are coming out in the market.
So the total pipeline in terms of megawatt and rupees crores would be how much, sir?
Around 10 gigawatt.
Okay.
Most of the projects are 800 megawatt, few are of 660.
Got it. So my second question was on the balance sheet. So while we've won almost 75,000 to 78,000 crores of orders, and half of them came in the first half of the year. Why is it not reflective in the customer advances? So I'm seeing your cash flow statement and there is just a change of roughly 1200 crores on the customer advance, where one would have assumed that this 78,000 crores of orders would have come with some bit of advances.
In fact, I think more than 3000 crores of advances have been received last year. And all these orders are, means all these advances and orders are come in the later part of the year. Means second and, means third and fourth quarter only.
Understood. So, and lastly, if you can give a breakup of the contract assets and receivables as you do every quarter. Thank you. And that's my final question.
One moment.
Yeah.
As on 31st March 24, our trade receivables are approximately 8,000 crores and contract assets are approximately 27,000 crores. So total is 34,000 to 35,000 crores.
22,000 crores is the contract assets, right?
Contract assets are 26,700.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ranodeep S. from MAS Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So can you throw some light on the FGD opportunity that we are sitting on? As per some reports, there's a 97 gigawatts to be ordered, which is a 60,000 crore opportunity. Can you share some insights on this opportunity and how BHEL is shaping up for this?
You're talking specifically to FGD projects?
Yes, sir. FGD. Desulfurization.
See. Mr. Sisodia, our ED Power Sector Marketing will speak out.
Sir, approximately 130 gigawatt of the FGD projects has been tendered out. Out of this, BHEL share is roughly 30% also. State sector has also come up forward also, but majority of the state sectors are yet to give a tender inquiries for setting up the old power station, sir. Sir, am I clear?
Sure, sir. So my question was, there's a report which mentions that 97 gigawatts is yet to be ordered and the opportunity size is almost 60,000 crore. So wanted to understand, in the coming years, are we looking at tapping this opportunity, big opportunity?
Yeah, definitely. As you rightly said, around 100 gigawatt will be bidding out, will be there. And that's what our executive director was telling. Our normally earlier used to be a market share of around 30%, and we are targeting this area.
Sure. So my next question is, I think you rightly pointed out, we bagged last year the super rapid gun mount order and kind of forayed into the defense space. What are our thoughts for this defense space? I understand we've kind of explored an SPV or a JV with a Germany's Rheinmetall. How are we progressing in those SPVs and anything that you can share from a futuristic forward?
Mrs. Bani Verma, our director, I think we will talk.
So in defense, am I audible to you?
Yes, sir, you are audible, sir.
So in defense, I mean, there are certain initiatives. In fact, defense is an area that we are definitely focusing on. So like SRGM, you know that now we have got a large volume of orders over the last 1.5 years only. I mean, like, just to give you a sense of the orders we were getting, like in 30 years we got orders for 44 guns and in 1.5 years we have got orders for 38 guns. So that's the scale at which we are looking at the SRGM business. Other than that, what we are looking at in the defense space is, one is air defense guns. That's a very major big ticket opportunity for which we have already responded by the Army. We have already submitted our bid also for this. And here we have to give a prototype. So for which we have tied up with OEM, again, a European OEM. And along with them, we are preparing our prototype, which will be delivered in this financial year. And on basis of that, the technical trials, field trials will take place, and we are hopeful that we will be successful in that. So that's a very big area, that next opportunity that we are looking at. Other than that, there is marine gas turbines. Again, that's one area for the Navy, which is a new area for us, where we have already again tied up with another company in Europe, and we have already submitted our bid for these, and hopefully this financial year or probably early next financial year quarter, this bid is going to be opened. Other than that, we are looking at strategic equipment for the Navy. I will not be able to explain exactly in much detail because it's very highly confidential. But that is one area where BHEL is doing everything by its own. That is the engineering competence that we have that is being used by the Indian Navy to develop some very unique kind of a one-of-a-kind strategic equipment that we are working on. That's a very big area that we are looking at. And other than that, in the Air Force, we have got orders from HAL for 83 for compact heat exchangers for the LCA, the Tejas Mark 1. Another 93, I think HAL has got an order for which they'll be ordering on us. So this is a very good opportunity that our Vizag plant is doing. And so these are the main areas that we are looking at. So we have been, I mean, Rheinmetall, I am not sure, but we are definitely looking at different partnerships to carry this business forward.
Sure. Thank you and appreciate the elaborate answer. So my last question, we were exploring a tie-up with TERI in the battery energy storage system. Any update that you can share in that regard?
We are executing, in fact, an order of, I think, 4 megawatt or so, 400, 4, I'm not exactly very sure, but 3 substations with TERI, we are already under execution. So they will be, I think, they'll be completed, I think, in this quarter. So, but that is only for the specifically for 3 substations. Other than that, we are trying to now, you know, because BESS is a big opportunity. I mean, like 47 gigawatts is expected by 2030. So we are now exploring with talking to other customers so that we can, you know, do a EPC packaging for the BESS projects and address this opportunity in that manner.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate your answer and wishing you all the best for the next quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Girish from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just had 2 clarification questions. This ECL provisioning accounting change that has happened, which is 699 crores for 9 months ending, if you had continued the same accounting practice, is it fair to assume that it will be another 200-250 crores of provisioning? And that was one question. And the second one was that for the year ending FY24, if you can break up the total provisions and any breakup of provisions that you can share for the full year basis.
See, this provisioning details, they are already in the balance sheet. Total impact is 10893 crores in the financial year. And balance details we will share offline.
Okay, fair, sir. And this one follow-up. In terms of your order backlog currently, can you quantify for us, like, what quantum of your power projects have a proper pass-through in terms of raw materials? So that we can understand the underlying profitability and in the foreseeable future how that can turn out to be.
See, as of 1st April, our order outstanding is around 1,31,600 crores approximately, out of which basically power sector orders are 92,559. And out of these 92,000, 52,000 crore orders are received in this financial year, means whatever previous financial year.
So
old orders were around 40,000 crores.
So fair to say that 52,000 will have raw material pass-through variation clauses in place and the balance 40,000 could be at legacy prices?
No. See, normally, whenever we book the order, both type of order comes to us, fund price contracts as well as PVC. So it will be a mix of thing. Whatever order book we are executing, that also is having some priceization clause. And this 52,000 also, there is a mix of things. Fund price contracts are also there and price variation clauses are also there.
So can you break it up? Like how much would be having a
figure. We can share afterwards. Readily, we don't have that figure.
Okay, and in the next 12 months, which is FY25, how should we think about order bookings with your non-power segment? What is the aspiration here in terms of, realistically, in terms of how much order inflow can you have? And any large orders that you want to call out? on the non-power side?
Our basically long-term perspective is we want, if we see the last previous year, it is 70-30 ratio, 65% or 65-70% is from power sector and balance is from industry sector. And our perspective is we want to go for 50-50%, 50% from the power sector, 50% from the industry sector. And from industry sector, as our main areas will be transmission, transportation, defense. These will be the three major areas which we are targeting.
Okay, thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Girish.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madan Gopal from Sundaram Alternates. Please go ahead.
Hello. Able to hear me, sir?
Yeah, Mr. Madan Gopal.
Sir. First on just the previous caller, you mentioned that you are targeting railways and transmission. If you can elaborate a bit on both these segments, on what kind of products that you will be supplying to. I understand in railway you got the order for Vande Bharat. Where you will be supplying the traction motors and other propulsion related products. Do you get the similar opportunity for the coach factories also, the ICF and other coach factories also?
We are already supplying propulsion, traction motors, all those things to all the railways. That is the existing business itself. And in Vande Bharat, these are our input materials.
So we expect in the future when the Vande Bharat orders increase, you get additional orders from these coach
factories? Definitely.
And in transmission, there is a large momentum in orders coming through. What are our scope of work here, particularly in the 765 kV transformer? What kind of market share that we envisage?
Mrs. Bani Verma will, yes, ma'am.
Transmission is definitely going to be a big area, especially with, the 500 gigawatt of RE transmission also going to kick in. So the main area what we are seeing here is the HVDC. In fact, the high value and high margin, not high margin, I would say decent margin areas are, this HVDC. And we are seeing over the next 2 years, four major HVDC projects which are going to be tendered out. The first one is this Fatehpur-Bhadla. That has already, the bid has been submitted this month itself. Then after that, there is another second one for which the tender is also out, that is Khavda-Nagpur, again for which we are submitting our bid. And then there are two other projects, VSC-based HVDC projects, which are Leh-Kaithal and one South Olpad, which are also on the anvil. For the first two projects, we have already tied up with a partner, with an international partner, with an OEM, and we have already submitted our bid for the first project. For the second one also, we are in advanced stage. So this is from the HVDC side. Other than that, we are also looking at, the substations for 400 as well as 765 kV substations and complete substations, as well as we are also doing our, giving the loose products like our transformers, etc., GIS, AIS-based equipment, all those are also being supplied. So yes, this is a big opportunity and these are the items that we'll be supplying there.
Thank you. And my second question is on the execution front. If you look at the number of large, particularly in the balance of plant space in the power generation, a lot of players have left the space. Now, as we got the new orders in the last 1 year, how are we planning to avoid delays in execution, getting into, say, execution of the new project that you got? Because many of these players, particularly if I look at the coal handling plant, a lot of these players who used to be there are now no more interested in doing the EPC project of those. How are we going to handle this scenario as we start executing the new projects?
No, you are very true. See, our first and the foremost thing is we want more and more vendors, new vendors should join. So for that, we are full dedicated teams are working to bring the more and more new vendors. And at the same time, as you rightly said, people who have left the thing also, we are having a continuous interaction with them. So that while interacting, we can say that why they have left the job or whatever is there, we want to handhold them and we should bring them in. So we are working on both the things. Existing vendors who were there, who have now stopped working, we are interacting continuously with them. And we want more and more new vendors should come. Otherwise, as you rightly said, so much order book, we have to have a partner.
I will just add, we are also looking at our policies to bring a lot of comfort for our vendors.
Exactly. That is the main point. In the past, we have missed these orders, one, lack of orders. Second, cash flow used to be an issue. And also margins used to be a problem. Have we bid in the new project sufficiently enough to address these issues for our vendors so that we will provide them sufficient margins and cash flows for them to come back into the system?
See, that's why I said that we are working on both the things. As far as new vendors are concerned, we are trying to get a new vendors, and the existing vendors also, we are trying to interact with them, what were the issues, why are they there, and we are trying to bring them back.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for taking my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Khadija Mantri from Capri Global. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So my first question is that the government plans to add 88 gigawatt by 2030 on the thermal side. So by when do you think all these orders would be awarded, and how much has already been tendered out, and what is left? And also, do you think that we can assume 6 to 7 gigawatt on an annual basis?
See, all these orders, what government plan is, by 2032, they want to finish this ordering of 80 gigawatt, 80 plus gigawatt, whatever is there. And what we are expecting is, every year, there will be definitely around 10 gigawatt ordering will be there. So to have a breakup, 10 gigawatt is already tendered out, 27 gigawatt is under tendering, and after that 40 more gigawatt. So what we are expecting is, in the next few years, every year there will be around 10 to 12 gigawatt ordering will be there, and by 2032 this ordering will be completed.
Okay, sir. And so the installation, the capacity installation would go beyond 2032.
Exactly. Ordering will be done by 30 to 32. So, by 32, this capacity installation will be completed.
Okay, I got it. And second, sir, in industrial, I see that our EBIT margins have dropped. So is there any reason, or it is just project specific and we shouldn't read too much into it?
No. It is basically due to some provisions it got like that. It is nothing much to be read into it. It is just means in this financial year, due to some provisions, it got like that.
Okay, sir. And also, for Vande Bharat train.
Pardon.
Sorry, sir, I could not follow you.
No, it is a project specific. As you rightly said, it was due to some projects.
Okay. So on consistent basis, how should we look at EBIT margin for the industry sector as such?
See, we cannot give the guidance on EBITDA margins basically.
Okay, sir. And also, sir, the revenue
there is a product profile of industry sector. There is a huge variety of products are there. Products as well as projects, which is having transportation, defense, transmission, various products. So that's why we cannot say that which line will be, how much EBITDA margins will be there.
Actually, it is a mixed basket.
Mixed of all them, mixed basket.
Okay, sir. And can you give a sense about the execution in FY25, since we have a large order book now, and in the past 2 years, the revenue has been consistent at about 24,000 crores. So this year, can we see a decent growth?
See, basically, as far as capacity addition is concerned, around 10 gigawatt capacity addition we will be doing. And exactly means we cannot say what will be the revenue guidance, but definitely we are targeting some 12 to 15% of CAGR year on year, because we are having an order book. Whatever order book we are having, we have to execute also. This we are trailing by seeing the age of the orders as well as the execution potential.
Okay, sir. And also, just one last question. Vande Bharat train order, the execution has started from BHEL side for the propulsion systems.
You see, first prototype, it was around 24 months is the first prototype, so it is not yet happened.
Okay.
But the process is on. Basically, it is under manufacturing at various places at BHEL. Bhopal, Jhansi, Bangalore, it is under the process of manufacturing.
And it is within schedule.
Okay. So the revenue recognition you are saying would take another 18 to 24 months.
Yes.
From June 25,
contractual delivery will start.
Okay.
from June 25, means next year onwards.
Okay, okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Subhadip Mitra from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Two questions from my side. Firstly, if I look at your overall contract assets and trade receivables, how much of these would be for the older NTPC plants which are under under execution? And by when do we look at these older dues getting cleared?
See, we can share this information offline because customer specific, we will not be in a position to share.
But sir,
one thing I want to say, that whatever older NTPC projects are there, we are targeting the execution by next financial year, all those projects will be executed. Whatever earlier NTPC projects we were having, we are targeting that everything execution will be finished by next financial year.
As in by end of FY25, by March of...
True, very true, very true.
Understood. And typically the cash inflow for those projects, it follows within 1 to 2 quarters? What are the
within a quarter, we can say. Within a quarter. Basically, all those, if some of the things are milestone related, so if we finish the milestone in one particular quarter, next quarter we'll get the cash.
I understand. So you should be certainly looking at your cash flows and your working capital situation getting better by March.
100%. True.
I read you. So secondly, with regard to the balance of plant, right? So while BTG is the bread and butter for BHL, I understand much of the balance of plant also BHL has started manufacturing in-house. But are there any key components which are still not manufactured in-house for which there is still a dependence on, you know, outsourced vendors or vendor base? Any particular components that you would like to highlight?
Yeah, our director of project, Power, Mr. Tejendra Gupta will talk.
See, as such for balance of plants, as on it, we are not exactly manifesting anything to in totality the systems. Like DM plant, AHP, CHP, we are dependent on the still on the other OEMs. So, and in future also, we are working on a very primitive stage. We are thinking of doing ashending in-house. But I think that's still in primitive stage and not in finalized. So, as such, if you see balance plant, in totality is normally outsourced kind of thing.
So we are still manufacturing BTG only.
Okay, what about the ESP, sir, the electrostatic precipitator?
It's a part of
That is a part of BTG and it is getting manufactured at Ranipet.
Understood. So if I understand you correctly, the steam and the water DM plant, those are the key areas of outsource dependence.
See, other systems which are added nowadays like SCR, your FGD, SCR, that's our own manufacturing. But as far as the pure BOP, which we considered earlier also, like this thing, again, as a DM plant, AHP, CHP, main things, that we are not doing. That we are outsourcing only.
And do you see any challenges in terms of the vendor base over there? Like, I think one of the earlier questions was also around that. That probably, you know, many of the vendors over the last decade have moved out of these businesses. So do you see this as becoming a hurdle or a big challenge? Or you see that, you know, most of the people will come back?
Let me ask. As the challenge is there, but I think we are working on it. We have formed a corporate central procurement cell also for that in Noida. So we are doing things centrally. We are relaxing our PQRs in the aligned consortium also. And we are relaxing our terms also. We are making a bit lucrative to ensure that financial cash flow is better than earlier. So I think actions have been taken and we are getting real positive response. People who were away, now they are coming back. So rather in previous inquiries, we are getting very better response. Many vendors are coming to us for the inquiry. So I think challenge is there, but things will improve, surely.
I understand. And so lastly, with regard to the, let's say, the larger NTPC bulk orders that we are winning, one, are you seeing those having the commodity cost pass-through clause typically? Because I believe all NTPC orders would probably have similar terms. And secondly, are you seeing better terms in terms of payments and advances for such orders?
Yeah, definitely. Now, I mean,
Earlier, there were one or two projects were there, but now we are seeing the changed payment terms. What we are getting now is with the changed payment terms and all with the variation clause.
Perfect, sir. That answers all my questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumit Kishore from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my questions. Could you spell out the executable order backlog in power and industry out of the total order book of 1.31 lakh crore? Are there any slow-moving contracts or non-moving contracts?
See, in 1,31,600 crores, roughly around 7,000 to 8,000 crores are non-moving orders. Balance around 1,24,000 crores are all executable orders. And if you want a breakup of those things, around 88,000 is from power sector. 92,000 is from power sector and around 31,000-32,000 is in industry sector.
Sure. So, what is you historically you used to share the MOU target for excellent rating in terms of revenue? Could you please share it for FY25 or give us a sense of your MOU target?
This is still to be finalized, and what we are expecting is by the month of June or July, we will be signing the MOU with DPE. It is not yet finalized. It is under discussion.
Okay. And what were the net provisions in FY24?
Around 1,093 crores. Huh? Net provisions? One moment. 1037 crores. 1,037 crores.
So this was a net impact on your...
One minute, Mr. Sumit. You are asking net vacation?
No. Net creation of provision, after... not the gross number, net number, which is impacting your other expenses in the P&L.
1037.
Got it. And just trying to understand, this was a year of, low single digit top line growth. Your net cash from operating activities was -3,712 crore versus -740.7 crore in FY23. So basically, the cash flow seems to suggest that your receivables, as listed in the cash flow filed on BSE, as it gone up by close to 2,469 crores, your payables have come down by 962 crores. And despite having a record year on order inflow, the advances have gone up only by 1,244 crores. Given that this was a record year of order inflow, I know previous participant had also asked, but this is not making sense to me. I know there has been big focus on reducing trade receivables. So I don't understand, could you please give a more detailed answer on how the working capital performance is?
You are very right, Sumiji. Basically, what happened that major order booking, whatever happened in the last quarter, February, March, we started getting the advances in this financial year. See, most of the ordering, as I was telling earlier also, ordering happened in Q3 and Q4. We have collected the advance more than 3,000 crores this financial year, this previous financial year. And major one of whatever ordering which has happened in the last quarter in February and March. And those advances we started getting in this Q1 of this financial year. And because advances were now and not like earlier that along with the order itself, they will give the advance. Now what people started giving is advance, initial advance will be very less. After that, some progressive payments will be there, like after ordering of some equipment or like that. So all those things we started getting in Q1. That is the reason that you are finding that after so much ordering, means order booking also, still advances are not like that.
It is milestone linked.
So has there been a tightening of the clause on advances or in general a tightening of clause on award of contracts which we should be aware of?
No, tightening, nothing like that. Rather, this is what happened, we got a better payment term.
Yes.
What I would like to say is, I means projects which we have got in suppose February and March,
and if they are having some initial milestones that after ordering we will give so much 5% advance. Those orderings we could complete in the first quarter in April, and then we got the advance. Like that it is happening.
Okay. And on payables, why have the payables come off?
The payables have come down. Around 1,000
crore. Come down, which is not helping your working capital, because you know.
No. If you see, you are seeing the net payables have come down. If you see last year, our cash outflow towards material is highest.
Okay.
So that is what we will be getting the execution in this Q1 and Q2. So last year, if you see the absolute terms, my payables means my cash outflow towards material is highest.
Just to have the vendors.
Okay. So. Also, you know, briefly on profitability, if I look at gross margins, let's forget about the provisions which are non-linear. This is the seventh straight year from FY18 where your gross margin has been declining on a year-on-year basis. So FY18, I mean, depending on how you calculate, you are at 44%, you know, you are at 29.7% in FY24. So basically in your calculation, look at the trend. Last 7 years, gross margin has been coming off year on year. So is this the bottom? Is this trajectory going to turn, or is this the new normal?
Like this trajectory will be going to turn.
And that is going to happen because?
See, that's what I want to say. In last few years, 2-3 years, the commodity prices and all those things which have gone in COVID period, our supply chain got disturbed. And there was a delay in the execution also. So all these things, when we start executing, and as I said earlier also, we are trying to bring the new, more and more vendors, whatever, whoever vendors have left the field, we are trying to bring them back. So once we talk all these, start working on all these things, then automatically vendors are also discussing that we will give a better prices. So we are trying to handle the vendors so that we will have a better prices. We will improve the execution also, so that all these will contribute to the improved gross margin.
And finally, the 10 gigawatts of
order prospect. We request you to please rejoin the queue for follow-up questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kondinya Nimagadda from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Couple of questions from my end. So starting with the nameplate capacity, I mean, we all know that 40 gigawatt and 20 gigawatt nameplate capacities. But if the industry were to execute 10 gigawatt per year, what is the on-ground capacity, I mean, realistic capacity that A, BHEL has, and B, industry as a whole has? If you can throw some color on that, please.
See, BHEL, I would like to confirm that we are having a capacity of around 10 gigawatt every year. Year on year, we can do it. Earlier, we have demonstrated up to 12 gigawatt also in previous years. But what we are seeing is we can always have a capacity addition of 10 gigawatt.
And what is the total capacity that you have, sir? I mean, 10 gigawatt if you can execute. And what is the total capacity, BTG plus the BOP, if you can put together?
BOP, as we were telling, we are taking from the market. So BTG only we are means manufacturing inside the plant.
Yes, I get that. The reason I ask this question is that, you know, as you rightly alluded, some of the vendors have left. So in that context, you know, what is the realistic?
So we are not foreseeing any issue in that. As Director Power was telling, we are already reached out to the vendors. Vendors are now coming. And last 2-3 months, what we are seeing is more and more vendors are quoting our tenders. So we are not foreseeing much of an issue.
And for the industry, where would that number be, sir, against 12 gigawatt?
I don't know, means the other.
Okay, sure. Sir, so my second question is on the order profit.
Yeah, please.
So my second question is on the profitability front. I mean, this was asked in different forms earlier as well. I mean, for the new orders, I mean, what is it that you're, I mean, what are the different kinds of checks that you're building so that, you know, A, the orders are profitable at PAT level, at EBITDA level as well, and also at cash flow level, I mean, with respect to working capital, if you can throw some color, because 10 gigawatt is a great number, but ultimately it should also result into cash flows. So if you can provide some more color on that, please.
See, it is I want to say in one line, it is a timely execution. That is one of the major things what we are seeing. If we see, as I have made it clear that payment terms have improved by customers, So now it is only a question of timely execution. Automatically, profitability will increase and cash flow also will increase.
Sir, if I were to ask you the other way around, I mean, from out of India, every 100 crores of EBITDA, how much will the cash flow from operations be? Or the CFO to EBITDA to CFO conversion, if you were to look at it that way, how does it stand?
We cannot give that guidance. Yeah. We cannot give that guidance.
Not the guidance, I mean, what is that you're targeting? Just trying to, because some of your industry peers, you know,
We can discuss offline, but we cannot be talking that.
HL is a very complex organization with a lot of products, so it cannot be ascertained like this.
Sure, sir. No problem.
There
Thank you very much.
Cannot be a straight answer or simple answer to your question. Sorry.
Sure, sir. No problem. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhineet Anand from 3P Investment Managers. Please go ahead. Abhineet, the line for you has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question. As there's no response.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, you talked about 10 gigawatts tenders, and you did name some projects as well. Just trying to know, this 10 gigawatts you expect in FY25, or what is the time period for that?
Yeah, FY25 only.
And in a second, in one of the other questions, you talked about 27 gigawatt is under tendering. So fair to assume that.
Under construction. 27 gigawatt is under construction.
Okay, sorry, sir. And apart from this 10 gigawatt that you talked, what could be?
Is tendered out.
Yeah, I understand that. So for 26, 27, I mean, you are confident that there could be another 10 gigawatt on an annual basis, right?
Yes, yes. Definitely. That is the minimum thing because they want to complete the ordering by 27.
Okay. And last one, sir, on the gross margin side, and one of the participants did ask on that. Just trying to understand on a quarterly, if you see, first 9 months, our gross margins were tracked lower. This quarter, especially 4Q, it seems to be better off than the first 9 months. So is 4Q more representative or the yearly number more representative? Just trying to understand. There is almost a 300 basis point.
Okay, I will say yearly.
Okay.
Of course, yearly.
So yearly number is more representative.
We are trying to even it out. Your very point is very correct that Q4 is so we are trying to even it out also as per our operations. So your guidance should be yearly.
Okay. Thanks. Those were the questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sai Siddhartha Pasupuleti from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So there has been a few restatements of the financial statements in the quarter, right? I just wanted to ask, what would be the effect of the same incrementally in future years, as in how to take this in terms of the way we look at other expenses?
So basically, in future, it is a one-time thing. We don't foresee anything in future.
Right, sir. So how do we look at the other expenses? Because there has been a reclassification, right? How do we look at the other expenses? As in, if we see the provisions, is it the right way to see the previous before the reclassification or after the reclassification?
Other expenses are more or less stable.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, sir.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now take the last question for today from the line of Sandeep Dixit from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, please.
So my understanding is that a large part of the problem that we faced over the last 2 years was because of legacy orders and the margin compression that happened in them because of the fixed price contracts. Now, can you give us any guidance how much of those legacy orders are still pending on your books and when will they go away?
See, as I was telling, basically around 50,000 crores order book is still there, which was earlier to this financial year. And what we are expecting is, other than some defense, nuclear or this Vande Bharat, we will be finishing these orders by next financial year.
Right. But you also mentioned that out of those 50,000, many of them have a pass-through. So I was just understanding, what is out of this 50,000, how much would be still at fixed rate basis?
That data is not readily available with me. You can take it from online, offline from my group.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So thank you. Thank you all for your patient hearing. And we had a really nice interactive session. Thank you once again for attending this session. Thank you all. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.